Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 7 a.m. Ben and Woods brought to you by your San Diego County Toyota dealers. We make it easy. Thursday night football tonight here on 97.3 The Fan. Tampa Bay Bucks, Philadelphia Eagles. Good NFC matchup coming up. But we're talking baseball. We just finished chatting with Adam Jones all the way over in Japan. Probably could have gone on with Adam for, another 3 or 4 hours. Yeah. He's got lots
to
say.
Have to have him co-host next time he's back in town.
And we don't usually do this. We're jumping guest to guest because I just worked out on our schedule this morning. And we're catching up with another old friend right now on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Former Padre, former major leaguer, now Astros television analyst as that team gets ready to head into their fifth consecutive ALCS. Going to face the Boston Red Sox beginning tomorrow night. Jeff Blum is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Blummer, it is good to have you back on here in San Diego. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on in San Diego again.
I honestly was surprised when I saw the stat that the Astros have now reached five consecutive ALCSs. Is that really true? They're there every single year, yet they're just at the end, the playoffs start, and you go, yeah, of course this team is like one of the best teams in baseball. They just seem to get it done in the playoffs. What is it about October and the Astros that seems to mix so well, Jeff?
It's just an amazing way that they've constructed this ball club. You know, it's one thing to go out there and put a ball club together that's going to compete and give you an opportunity to even win a pennant. But the fact that they're able to get deep in the playoffs is another thing. So it's just a credit to what, you know, Jeff Luhnow did previously, what James Click has done at the trade deadline, getting this bullpen prepared to finish off some of these games. But ultimately, there's a strong core of guys on this team who have a chip on their shoulder. And even with everything that is being said about them, they continue to go out there and prove everybody. I don't know if they prove everybody wrong or if they just go out there and prove to everybody that they are worthy of being considered one of the best teams in decades that's been able to go out there and do that. Because what you said about them going to five American League Championship Series is something that I think only the Braves in the mid-90s and the Yankees back in the 50s have done.
Incredible. Now, let me ask you about Dusty Baker, because when he was hired in the wake of, you know, the cheating revelations and everything that happened in Houston, I think I was like a lot of maybe, you know, fans or members of the media out there liked Dusty a lot, but sort of thought, all right, this is some eyewash move. You got to bring in someone with credibility, but is he really going to be able to, you know, keep up with the youngins nowadays? And here he is getting the best out of the Astros. And I don't know, I mean, what the future now holds for the Astros and Dusty Baker, but tell me about his kind of impact on this ball club as you've seen it. Did we lose Blummer? We had Blummer there a second ago and then just disappeared. Paulie, see if you can find what happened to Jeff Blum. I will admit that when Dusty Baker was hired, I was not anticipating, you know, okay, this is going to be a short-term thing, maybe a stopgap managerial move for 1 year just to stop the bleeding and bring someone in that's going to, you know, that everyone's going to kind of nod and say, all right, well, you got Dusty at the helm now. We believe you that you're doing things the right way with Dusty there. But I didn't really anticipate. I also expected they're probably going to have to take a step back, though, you know, figure it out. Dusty's going to be gone. Then they'll find their next real manager going forward. And yet the Astros have really not missed a beat, and they've continued to play at an exceptionally high level under Dusty Baker. And, you know, I got to be talking about bringing him back now at this point. So, you know, it's just all right, I think we got Jeff Blum back. So I'll reset the question. Maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't. But Jeff, before we lost you for whatever weird reason, I was asking about bringing in Dusty Baker. And, you know, as I said, I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit. I mean, I like Dusty, but that's a credibility move. That's kind of almost a PR move to bring him in after everything that happened. And yet the team not only hasn't missed a beat, they seem to be thriving under Dusty right now. What have you seen? This is so weird. Why you can talk to him, right? Yet we can't hear him. That is, we had him perfectly on the first answer, and then now, okay, we have you're throwing me off here a little bit. This is so strange. This never happens with our technology. It's not, now the technology is hit or miss often, but in terms of you're talking to him on the phone, you put him on, and he comes right on, and then we get nothing from Jeff Blum. So, all right, well, I will just keep, I'll just keep going here until we figure it out. I'll keep doing my thing. I will remind everybody that you can discover a greater variety of music stations than ever before, from country love songs to K-pop and even yacht rock, everything in between. Download the free Odyssey app today. The game tomorrow is the Red Sox and the Astros. The Astros will have home field advantage in the American League Championship Series. And I think it's important, you know, for this team that, you know, if they win another World Series, as we were saying earlier, I think it almost is like winning two World Series if they get it done. Are we trying this a third time with Jeff Blum?
We're going to try it
all right,
third
before
time.
I ask a question, Jeff, can we hear you? There you are. Wait, I heard you. I heard a laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm hanging out.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. But
well, we just went long distance to Japan, so maybe our boss is like, well,
yeah,
no more
true.
Phone
we've run out of phone privileges here on 97.3 The Fan. Dusty Baker, his impact on the team, has it been even kind of more than what most people expected?
I think so, but I also think it's a credit. Like you said, I think Dusty Baker was brought in to kind of give the franchise a new face, a new voice, and an opportunity to maybe change the culture a little bit. But, you know, to Dusty's credit and what he brings as far as credibility and a calming, patriarchal type voice to that organization who really needed some, you know, that change of culture and a little more guidance. I think that Joe Espada, the bench coach, has done a very good job. And I also think that Brent Strom, the pitching coach, has done a very good job because, you know, with everything that was going on here in Houston, they needed that voice and they needed that name, but they also needed a couple of pieces in place on that coaching staff that still were able to give Dusty the knowledge that he needs about this roster. And what Dusty said to me when we actually had an opportunity to interview him the first day he got the job, and, you know, he admitted to the fact that he said, when I got this job, I knew what was in front of me as far as the scandal was concerned, but I also got the keys to the Ferrari, and he's proving it right now.
Jeff Blum is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. I know it doesn't look this way in Houston, but for the rest of the country a little bit, would winning a World Series for the Astros this year almost feel like winning two of them, because it would validate the one that so many people probably outside of Houston don't give them the same credit for that a normal World Series championship would come with because of what happened?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, especially for the fan base out here that's been so loyal to the Houston Astros through all of the controversy and through all of the ups and downs and having to deal with, you know, the you know, the social media campaigns, the written articles, the comments from opposing players. I think it would really mean a lot to these players, and I think it would mean even more to this city to validate them and the fact that they stayed loyal to these guys. So I think, you know, I already mentioned that they have a chip on their shoulder to begin with. You guys have seen and heard what they've dealt with on the road. So if they were able to go out there and actually get back to the World Series and win it, I think winning it would actually put them over the top, like you said, and maybe feel like two World Series championships in one. But I think if they were actually able to get back there, it would mean a lot to this organization. It would mean a lot to these guys individually, because there's only about four or five guys left on this roster from that 2017 team. But what winning a World Series would actually do is hopefully, maybe, possibly, is expunge that scandal a little bit and maybe put a new face to this franchise and maybe help everybody forget about what happened because this team wins.
You know, as you said, you expect to hear the heckling from the fans, especially on the road, and that's not a shock.
Yeah.
How surprising, though, was it to hear it from an actual big league player again in Ryan Tepera in that last series? I know we heard what Dusty said. What was kind of the reaction, though, just kind of in general, kind of in hearing that, hearing someone bring it up without really any evidence whatsoever to throw that in your face during a division series, you know, playoff matchups like that?
Yeah, I think you nailed it when he said, you know, when he just comes out and says some sketchy stuff in the past, but really doesn't have any evidence to back it up. And, you know, immediately now, you know, having been the player, you know, there's that, you know, that little burr in my sack that kind of like jumps up, and I go, man, tell that guy to shut the hell up kind of thing. And, you know, but as a media member and as a broadcaster and trying to have that outside opinion, I just sat there and I went, wow, this guy actually said that after his team went out there and absolutely shoved it to the Houston Astros and kind of got back in the series a little bit. So he was a distraction to me, and I couldn't believe that he took that away from what that pitching staff had done, what that offense had done. And then you show up the next day and they go out there, and, you know, it's bulletin board material. I know it's kind of, you know, cliche, or maybe nobody really believes in it, but I think if you give a team like the Astros an extra incentive to go out there and beat you, they're going to take advantage of it. But also at the same time, to say something like that is it's lazy. You know, you have nothing to back it up. It's just lazy. And what blew my mind, and I appreciate Fox actually bringing this up, is that the Astros were actually pretty good on the road and at home. Their numbers were very similar. The team that had the big discrepancy in home numbers as opposed to road were the Chicago White Sox. You know, so nothing like that helps your team. What are you going to gain by saying something like that? And it just took away from what his team tried to accomplish.
10-1 is a pretty good response to those comments. I'll have to say that. Just 10-1 is a good way to do it. Jeff, since we've been asking everybody, and you played for the Padres, obviously you saw the second half collapse, and it wasn't all on Jace Tingler, of course. You know how it works in a major league clubhouse. Sometimes the manager is the one who does have to take the brunt of the responsibility, but they're out looking for someone. You know, experience is going to be key, but not necessarily, you know, it doesn't have to be a Bruce Bochy type or a, you know, a Dusty Baker type, you know, in Houston that came back. What do you kind of see that you think the Padres should be doing here in their managerial search?
Yeah, you know what? It's really interesting to me to see that situation, because it, you know, it's very similar to a roster that I see out here in Houston, where you've just got the, you know, an uber talented roster, the depth that they have. And I know that they went out and spent a lot of money to go out there and have a ball club like this. So I think it's just a matter of getting that leadership that allows you to go out there and let these guys, you know, unload on the National League. It's just, how do you open these guys up a little bit? And I don't necessarily feel it's going to be one of those older guys, you know, in Bruce Bochy or a Buck Showalter. You know, I think there's got to be somebody that's a little bit in between, that has the understanding of the analytics and has the understanding of how to go out and manage a ball club. You know, the strategy might be a little bit different next year with the universal DH. So that opens up some opportunities to try and keep guys like Manny Machado and Tatis Jr. and Hosmer and some of these guys fresh, so you can be creative in that sense. But there's also got to be a guy who can go into that clubhouse and pick apart each guy, you know, individually and personally, and and get to know them a little bit better and find a way to motivate them. Because I think in this day and age, every guy is motivated to go out there and put up numbers and put on a show and win ball games. It's just how do you, on a day-to-day basis, through 162 games, how do you get inside that guy's heart? How do you get inside that guy's skull and motivate him to go out there and perform and play with a team aspect in that same idea to go out there and perform? So I think it would be a lot of fun to be able to get your hands on a team like the San Diego Padres, but you know it's going to be a tough, arduous road. And I also would entertain the opportunity of having somebody that has a little more of a Latin influence because of some of the guys on that roster too.
Yeah, there's been some names that have been thrown out there. Obviously, you know, Rick Renteria, who was a coach under Buddy Black and was here before and has been a manager. Everyone here in San Diego, Jeff, that is a fan, wants to see someone with experience, kind of the steady hand that's going to bring credibility into the clubhouse right away, get that respect. Is that having that when you walk in the door, especially for a team that's already, you know, trying to win right now? It's different than, hey, we'll bring in a young manager and we'll all grow together for a couple of years and then be ready to win a title. Padres don't really have the patience anymore to wait. They have the roster. They want to win right away. I think it's going to affect the decision of who they can actually pick.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. Maybe they bring in a couple of players and ask them their opinion, because I know as a former player and having played for several different managers, some of the guys that carried the most credibility inside those clubhouses were guys who actually cut their teeth in the big leagues. You know, Bochy was one of those guys. Bud Black was one of those guys. You know, I played for Felipe Alou, who was great and really understood how hard a major league season is. So I think if you have, you know, everybody wants that established big league manager who has the credibility to bring with it, like a Dusty Baker, Bruce Bochy, or some of these older managers. But at the same time, don't discount the fact that, you know, guys inside that clubhouse who know of a guy who spent 10, 12 years playing in the major leagues and understanding how hard that is, that carries a lot of weight in that clubhouse and allows them to kind of connect a little bit with some of the current players they have now.
And you mentioned Felipe Alou, who you played for, Moises, you know, in the Padres front office, Luis Rojas just let go by the Mets with some experience. A lot of names out there. It's going to be very interesting, and certainly the ALCS is going to be fascinating here against the Red Sox. Jeff, really appreciate you joining us, and I'm glad we got the phone issues worked out, whatever was going on here at our end. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. Great being on with you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, Jeff Blum on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Oh, wow. Okay, we just went from like 6:37 until 7:15.
A lot.
Essentially talking to two great baseball guys with great thoughts. It's a lot to digest. Let's take a second to do that. We've got Don't Do This coming up as well. Paulie's got a unbelievable fan player interaction from social media that I hadn't even seen until this morning.
Yeah, when sliding into a professional athlete's DMs goes wrong.
Looking forward to that. We'll get to that coming up. It's Ben and Woods. Stick around. Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Thanks again to Jeff Blum joining us, talking about the ALCS and the Houston Astros. Good smart content with Blummer there. First, a reminder, get ready for the Penske-Lincoln Ben and Woods Open Friday, November 5th at Encinitas Ranch. Visit PenskeLincoln.com today, sponsored in part by 7 Mile Casino, open 24-7 off the 5 on Bay Boulevard, minutes from downtown, and by Maestro Dobel Tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world and the official tequila of the PGA Tour. We will talk some college football with Dennis Dodd coming up. A little bit of a whirlwind start to the show this morning with Woodsy still out and nursing his strep throat today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. But Paulie's going to step in, help us here with Don't Do This. I'll get us started, though. And it's always, I don't know, I always kind of chuckle when an NFL coach gets caught maybe in a fib or a mistruth, or maybe just not knowing what's going on, because they always seem to be so in control of everything. So Joe Judge, head coach of the New York Giants, his quarterback Daniel Jones suffered a concussion on Sunday during the loss to the Dallas Cowboys. A collision with Jabril Cox got wobbly, was taken out of the game, and put in concussion protocol. Right. So, you know, obviously the NFL has been taking the concussion thing very seriously now over the last many years. But it was interesting because in concussion protocol, of course, you're limited into what you can do, you know, practice-wise, meeting-wise. And Joe Judge got up at his normal Wednesday media session and was kind of talking about Daniel Jones and how he was able to participate. And we'll have the audio here, but listen, when a reporter challenges Joe Judge as to what Daniel Jones's actual level of participation in practice yesterday was.
Right now, he can just observe. He's good. In meetings, he can participate in meetings, he can be out of practice, watch, stay behind, things of that nature. That's all.
He's got his pads.
Hey, Joe.
Very nervous chuckle is all you got there from the head coach, and then he gave this kind of like quizzical, like,
look.
Like
a smirk, like, so it, I don't know
if
what you're talking
about. If you couldn't hear it, so Joe Judge was saying, yeah, he's only allowed to do meetings, and he can observe and watch practice, but he can't do everything. And the reporter said, pads. I saw him out there. He was wearing his pads like he was practicing fully normally. And Judge obviously either didn't realize that or kind of felt like, did we just get caught in something? He didn't really address it. He just kind of started, he swept it under the rug and moved on. And I don't know if it's a big story or not, but anytime you can find an NFL coach in a bit of a gotcha little moment there, like, no,
oh, yeah.
that's not what we saw out there, coach. You realize we have eyes and you can see the quarterback of the team wearing pads as he goes out onto the field for practice, and you're saying he can only do meetings? Something doesn't add up here, and it ends up in a don't do this for Joe Judge.
Teased it earlier, Ben. When sliding into a professional athlete's DMs goes wrong, that happened yesterday, and it went all over social media because the guy that sent the DM on Instagram, he was really proud of it, and he was boasting about it on Twitter. Well, then people, you know, John Boy Media caught it, and a bunch of other people caught it.
So who is the player?
Carlos Rodon.
Pitcher.
For the White Sox.
Chicago White Sox.
And this guy sends him a message.
And loser of the Game 4 of the AL Division Series to get eliminated by the Houston Astros.
So this guy, Josh, DMs him on Instagram. Hey, Carlos, how's the couch? You had a career year. Too bad you est the bed in front of your entire city that took off work just to see you send the White Sox home. Against the Stros, too. Also, don't think you are fooling anyone by eating an apple in the dugout. I can tell that your pregame ritual includes 3 to 4 chili dogs and a cherry Coke, and maybe some cheese for your rat-looking ass.
That's not nice. I mean, that's, even if you're frustrated by your team's loss, that's just downright impolite.
Yeah, well, and then Carlos.
So he, of course, Carlos.
He just right on back.
He ignored it. It's a fan. There's no reason to respond, right?
No, there's no reason to respond, but he did. And he didn't respond once, not twice, not three times. He sent him four straight messages. He said, "Damn, bro, you ain't got anything better to do? Rat-looking ass. Ain't seen a pic with a girl on your page except your mom. Seems to me you're the rat-looking ass. Damn, a failed high school baseball player. Mommy and daddy paid for that trip to Breckenridge, too." He's going through his Instagram.
Oh, God.
"Don't use all the data up responding to this. Mommy and daddy might get mad for the extra gig they're going to have to pay for." The guy, again, he posted it. He took the Instagram screenshot. He posted it on Twitter. And he's like, "Ha ha, got him." And everyone's like, "Bro, like, take the L. Like, you got handed to you right here." He ended up deleting his Twitter account about 10 minutes after John Boy retweeted it. So, yeah, I mean, maybe, Ben, you would probably give the don't do this to the professional athlete chirping back at the fans. But just, what are you doing with
this
your
case,
life?
In this case, I don't have a problem.
If you're going
to
take time out of your day and send an athlete, like, a full-on, like, paragraph.
I think it's good. Fans should know that every once in a while, if they try that, they're going to look really, really stupid, so maybe
play
they shouldn't.
Play dumb games, win dumb prizes.
They shouldn't do that anymore. Finally, my last don't do this maybe goes to all of us. And me at the top of the list for being as hard on Kyrie Irving as I have. Kyrie Irving's one of those weird guys. He'll do something kind of head-shaking, and he'll just go, "Come on, Kyrie, be better." And then you'll remember why you kind of like Kyrie Irving in the first place, and obviously, he's in the news because he's not vaccinated, and the Brooklyn Nets are going to have to play without him because of his decision. And, of course, you know how I feel about it. Just get the dang shot and play basketball. You know, billions of us have done it. You can do it, too. But Kyrie is speaking out today, and he's not doing it in the way that you would expect, kind of the annoying way, "Well, I've done my own research, blah, 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 blah." He's not doing that, and I kind of have to respect that. He said, it's not political. I'm not trying to make a stand or make a point. I'm not mad about it. I understand that there's consequences to my choice. I just don't want to do it. It's just not for me. And he's tired of feeling demonized, he says, over his decision. Quote, "I haven't hurt anybody. I haven't committed a crime. I'm not out here acting dumb, stupid. I'm out here taking care of my family, my kids." He doesn't know what he's going to do necessarily. He wants to play again. Just doesn't want to get the shot. And while I may disagree with that, he's not out there telling everybody, "Yeah, don't get it. You know, it's going to track you. There's a microchip in it." He's not doing all the dumb stuff that makes me annoyed. He's just being Kyrie. He's just being himself. And for that, I kind of have to respect that a little bit, even if I disagree with Kyrie. He's a different cat, and there's something I do like about Kyrie Irving. As frustrating as he can be sometimes, maybe we're too hard on him, and maybe a little bit of don't do this comes back on all of us, especially me, for being so critical of Kyrie Irving. He knows his decision has consequences. He's accepting the consequences. He's not like mad and railing against society for, you know, doing this to him. He's simply living his life the way he wants to live it. And that I can respect. And that is Don't Do This for Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I hope you're not tired of guests. I think Woodsy would be rolling his eyes at this point because I don't think he could handle three guests in like a one-hour span. But I did want to talk some college football. Our friend Dennis Dodd, it's been too long since we've chatted with him. It's a good point in the season to kind of check out what's going on nationally. The Aztecs are ranked 24th in the country. He always follows San Diego State football very closely. They've got a game tomorrow night, a big one on the road against San Jose State. All the conference intrigue with Oklahoma, Texas, the dominoes that could be falling across the country. Get an update on all of it from Dennis Dodd, NCAA insider for CBS Sports. We'll do that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Howard Bennett Woods, brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturdays for the Smart Investing Show. 8 a.m., 97.3 The Fan with Brent and Chase Wilsey. Call in for investing advice. And if you missed the show, listen to the Smart Investing podcast for the latest and greatest investing news and tips. Smart Investing, 8 a.m. Saturdays on 97.3 The Fan. We've had so many guests already this morning that we've pushed back Take on Woods, which will be, again, Take on Joss. From down the hall at Kixie again today for a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas. We'll do that in about 45 minutes, around 8:20 or so. Give you a chance to qualify for that getaway to Las Vegas. We also have a Fade Ben selection I'll need to make here in the final hour and a half of the program. I am 0-5. Perfect. I like to say a perfect 0-5. On the season, because the whole point of the segment is I make a incorrect football pick each week, even though it sounds like it should be correct. And I've narrowed down my choices. I'm kind of going back and forth still between two games, so I haven't made the final decision yet. So we'll do that coming up as well. We're also going to talk some college football here with Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. All of it coming up after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Well, it's been a very intriguing college football season so far, including here in San Diego, where the undefeated Aztecs are into the top 25, ranked number 24 in the country. Just had a shocking Alabama loss from last weekend that really adds a lot of drama and intrigue into the chase to make the college football playoff. And joining us right now on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, one of our favorites, CBS Sports college football writer Dennis Dodd is back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Dennis, happy October to you. How you doing?
I am great. How are you guys?
We're good.
How about the Padres?
The Padres have been a huge disappointment, and we're keeping a close eye on their managerial search. And I mean, we're all thinking World Series or bust this past year, and we got bust, big time bust. So we've had to turn our attention a little earlier to college football. The good news here in San Diego is we actually have an intriguing team, as the Aztecs have gotten out to a 5-0 start. When you just look at San Diego State, ranked 24th in the country, though, the biggest wins they have, obviously, Pac-12 opponents, but not the cream of the crop in the Pac-12 in Arizona. I mean, the Utah win was decent, but how legitimate do you think San Diego State is right now as a top 25 team?
I think they're very legitimate. They moved into my top 25 this week, and, you know, a very solid win, again, over a not very good program in 31-7. But what's the opposite of that? You just mentioned all those upsets. So Brady Hoke in the second time around, 5-0, got him in. Great Bell running well. So I love the aspect. I think they're definitely a top 25 program.
Right. Their now. Defense has been phenomenal, as you'd expect with a Brady Hoke coach team. They're the only team in college football that has not allowed a rushing touchdown so far this year.
Wow. You made news on that.
I know. That's a surprise one for you. I think there's a couple of schools like Clemson and a couple of others have allowed just one. But San Diego State is yet to allow one. We'll see. They got a Friday night game. Kind of a big one tomorrow night. CBS Sports Network game against San Jose State that actually beat them up pretty good last year. Now, things were weird in the pandemic season, and San Jose State had a great year last year. They're not looking quite as good, but it's their homecoming and a pretty good matchup for the Friday night primetime game.
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned it. This has kind of been a return the defense this year a little bit across the country. I think San Diego State's giving up like 16.6 points per game. But overall, and I looked at the numbers this week, we're on pace for a record passing yards and record accuracy at 62%. And I think in total offense as well. But that belies things about what you've seen across the board, where I think defenses are, you know, getting better in general. I was at Penn State, Iowa last week, and those are the games, guys, we used to make fun of. Remember that? They're not Big Ten. They can't run. Defense, boring. That was a really entertaining game, 23-20 Iowa. And then you get the old Big 12 game, Oklahoma over Texas. But I think defenses, I don't know what the verb is, but they've kind of figured out the spread. Not going to stop it. They kind of slowed it down.
So Alabama's loss, you know, obviously it opens a small window for maybe an unorthodox college football playoff participant. Everyone's got their eye on Cincinnati right now, trying to be the first ever non-Power 5 team to make it into that college football playoff. I have to say, though, Dennis, when the athletic directors, when the committee got together and kind of put off the decision for expanding the playoff, to me, it's got to be the biggest no-brainer. I don't understand the argument. I just don't know who likes the four-team playoff. Every time they say, hey, a bigger postseason cheapens the regular season. Well, we're not talking about 64 teams like the NCAA basketball tournament here. I think it adds value to a regular season when you keep more teams and even conferences like the Pac-12 engaged beyond like week five of the season and feel like, hey, our champion still has a chance to make it into a college football playoff. And that simply isn't the case right now with a four-team playoff.
Yeah, nobody's talking about four. I mean, Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, is kind of saying, oh, okay, if you don't like it, we'll go back to four. We're not going back to four, so let's put that to bed right away. This thing became a huge cluster on July 21st when the news leaked that Texas and Oklahoma were going to the SEC. That made everybody nervous. That caused another round of conference realignment. That caused those who weren't involved in discussions about expanding the playoff to get nervous and jealous. And that includes George Klyavkov, the new Pac-12 commissioner, the ACC, the Big Ten. You know, where were we in all this? Well, you guys weren't around when this four-team consortium, I guess, was commissioned in 2019 to look into this. Everybody in college football signed off on it. So if you've got problems with it, you're coming in the back door. But all this, the Texas-Oklahoma thing has caused so much upheaval, recrimination, jealousy, everything. And it will get to 12, I'm convinced. They just have to get in a room and talk it out. They had a meeting last month. There's going to be another one, I think, next month of the commissioners and maybe the presidents as well. But the only question now is when it starts. The earliest it can start, it sounds right now, is 2024. And if they let the contract run to term, then the 2026 season would be the first season for the 12-team playoffs.
Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports, talking college football with us this morning. All right, I'm going to make an analogy for you. When you talk about the conference shuffling with Oklahoma and Texas getting it started again, and it seems like every few years we go through this, someone gets poached, and then, you know, that league that loses teams has to go and poach other leagues. It's almost like Game of Thrones, where we love the intrigue and the drama of the different houses fighting each other and backstabbing and how it's all going to fall out. But ultimately, it's not a very healthy dynamic, just like it wasn't on that television show either. If you constantly have conferences that are you're looking to raid someone else or worried that someone else is going to come raid you and you got to defend, then you can't really focus on the actual business of what you're doing. And that's, you know, promoting your sport and, you know, making it a good experience for the college athletes that are there. It ends up a big soap opera.
Yeah. And it cries out for something that'll never happen, like a minister or commissioner of college football. I don't think that will ever happen.
Sitting on the iron throne of college football.
Yes. I use the analogy of the Godfather with the five families. You know, I think there's a line in there where every so often you have to clean things out. And that's what's happening here with conference realignment. No, again, nobody trusts each other. The Big 12 screamed and whined about those two teams being poached by the SEC. And then they went and destabilized the group of five and the American specifically by taking Houston, Cincinnati, BYU, and UCF. And now it trickles down the line to the Sun Belt, the Conference USA, to the Mountain West, which elected to stay together. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. They did not, these commissioners, distinguish themselves when COVID hit, having all kinds of different protocols, starting the season at different times. And they refused to admit, the error of their ways, because at the end of the day, they're only out for their own conferences. So this isn't going to end anytime soon. You're going to see they're going to get in the room at some point when they divide this new playoff money, and that's going to be a reckoning. The group of five, the power five, are going to decide who gets what. And that could be a small amount now for the group of five, considering only three teams, guys, that have ever been to a New Year's Day Bowl left in that group, and that's Northern Illinois, Hawaii, and Western Michigan. So what's that worth? We'll find out.
You know, and the one school that I always feel like it ends up in the middle, stuck on the wrong spot, is San Diego State. And I want to credit, you know, San Diego State, their athletic programs. When you look at the football and basketball record now over the last, I don't know what it is, you know, 10 years combined, it's right there, maybe the best in the country. The facilities are top-notch. They already had Viejas Arena for basketball. Now the new stadium in Mission Valley, which is going to be gorgeous, is going to open next year. I mean, if any team kind of deserves to be picked by a power conference, I think at this point, it's San Diego State. Yet they're over here on the West Coast geographically. The only conference that really makes sense is the Pac-12, and the Pac-12 is the one conference that doesn't seem interested in ever adding anyone, which leaves San Diego State in a really tough position. How do you see the future playing out for the Aztecs in terms of, you know, conference and where they go from here?
Well, in the short term, I think they're going to be positioned fine. If things stay like they are right now, and the Mountain West stay together, even though it may be for a short time, the Mountain West now becomes the best group of five conference. They will have the best access among those five conferences to the playoffs going forward.
Now, I agree with you, Dennis, but Boise State's going to bounce at some point.
That's why I couched my remarks.
Yeah.
I said, for the time being, it's absolutely right. In 2 years, they could be in the Big 12. But that was posed to them at the time, and it's a short-term play. You know, Boise State, do you want to move twice and go to the American now and see how that works out? Or do you want to move once? It's worth your while now for stability at the moment to stay in the Mountain West. I'm not saying it's going to stay together. I just think San Diego State's well-positioned. Their name was brought up for the Big 12. I have heard from sources that the Big 12, if it does expand again, and again, there's no certainty. That's why Boise State and the Mountain West might be in a good position, does not want to go into the Pacific time zone. But I think all kinds of credit has to be given to J.D. Wicker, what he's done there, the ADs before him, how they've kept San Diego State relevant. The facilities are fantastic. So I think they'll be fine. I don't see the Mountain West breaking up at any point right now. And I think they could still, even by losing Boise State perhaps, you know, Air Force and Colorado State committed to the conference, could still be that primary role. But you're right, Boise State is in a fulcrum. They're the center point now. Whoever ends up at Boise State might be that conference that I just mentioned will be the best in the group of Power Five.
You know, I got my fingers crossed that you're absolutely right. I worry about a future where Boise State and maybe, you know, Colorado State and Air Force do eventually decide to leave, and San Diego State's left in a pretty weak Mountain West, whatever the leftovers are there, and I think they deserve better than that, but we'll see. I mean, you know, there's lots of different moves that will still be made down the line. Dennis, it's always great chatting with you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
All right, enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.
All right, a little college football with Dennis Dodd there on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. If Woodsy was here, he would tell you about the Rocket Mortgage Pigskin Pick'em Challenge. $1,000 up for grabs every single week. You can sign up today by texting the word PICKS to 20357. Just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, totally free to enter. Brand new game every week as well, so you can sign up right now and you've got a shot to win $1,000. Doesn't matter what you've done earlier this season. It's the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em. Text PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357. I have a Padres minor league update for you here. Yesterday was opening day in the Arizona Fall League, and Mackenzie Gore was on the mound for opening day, and the reviews were pretty strong for his performance. Five innings, did allow a couple of runs, but 88 pitches, 56 strikes, 11 swings and misses for the Peoria team in their game. And the people who were there, Paulie, seemed to think that he just looked a little, his hands were a little calmer on the mound, just all the things that they've been working on this season seemed to be starting to come to fruition for Mackenzie Gore. The two runs he gave up were to the number one overall draft pick from last year, Spencer Torkelson. He did get him in a big situation earlier in the game, got him the second situation, but for the most part, the radar gun looked good. 97, even up to 98.2 miles per hour on some of his pitches. You got to be optimistic about that. It's just one outing. It's just the Arizona Fall League, but that's got to be really some good news for a franchise in the Padres that is kind of desperate for a little good news right now.
Desperate for good news, desperate for pitching, for the love of God. Yeah, I mean, it's been, the 60-game season, you had all of 2021. Just wondering, where is Mackenzie Gore? And getting through the hand injuries, the blisters, and all of that. Yeah, it's definitely encouraging to see him back on the hill and throwing fairly well. Again, you got to remember the competition that he's throwing to. It's nowhere near major league caliber baseball, so still got a long ways to go, but an encouraging sign nonetheless.
You know, we don't know what Mackenzie Gore looks like against major league caliber baseball. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He hasn't had that opportunity. Now, would you rather be in a position like Ryan Weathers, who's come up and has struggled and been hit hard and kind of figured out by major league pitching, or would you rather go through those struggles like Mackenzie Gore did, kind of out of the limelight in the minor leagues, and still have that debut to look forward to?
Well, they took Weathers. It was out of necessity. They absolutely needed a body.
They did.
And the fact that he was able to do that and still going to have to struggle and learn at the major league level, the fact that Gore was nowhere even near ready enough for that, that's been a huge red flag.
I want to talk about this, coming up in our last hour, and even get some opinions from fans. Mackenzie Gore is a potential trade chip for the Padres. His value is not what it used to be when he was the number two overall prospect in all of baseball. The lists now have him, way down in the top 100 from where he used to be. But he still has some value. He's 22 years old. He's left-handed. He still lights up the radar gun. There's going to be some teams that are interested. Is that a direction? Would you like to see the Padres use Mackenzie Gore as a trade chip this offseason, get what you can out of him? Or do you think he's more valuable by seeing how he develops and maybe come up to the major league level and have an impact at some point next season for the Padres? We'll get to that coming up. We got a Rondo report as well. Do not go anywhere. Ben Woods on a Thursday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.